the title of my sermonette this afternoon is In Good Health. In John 3, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle John said, to the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. We also read in Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2, God be merciful to us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. I would like to bring to light some basic health concepts that may help us to see what we can do to promote good health and healing in our bodies. Some of us know and have seen doctors and scientists are now finding out how our bodies were originally designed. The more they study, the more they come to this realization. They were designed to repair and heal themselves. I've heard several doctors say after the course of treatment that even young and older people have received, we have done what we can do. We have done all that medical science has taught us to do. Now, it is up to the body to heal itself. And in a lot of cases, the least we intervene in that healing process, the better that process will go. In his book, Foundations for Healing, Dr. Richard Becker states on page 30, the Bible is a most impressive book containing wisdom, knowledge, and history. It not only offers advice for spiritual enlightenment, but it also provides guidelines for dietary and lifestyle practices that will help restore your health and vitality. The first biblical reference to diet is found early in Genesis 1 and verse 29. Here, God speaking to Adam, God says, see, look, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. The Hebrew word for herb is eseb, a word with many definitions, including green, grass, tender shoot, and herb. By understanding the Hebrew definition of eseb, it becomes clear that nature provided us with a wide variety of plant-based foods to not only sustain us, but usher good health and well-being well into our senior years. One of the most important fruits mentioned in the Bible is the olive. The olive tree and its fruit is a biblical and universal symbol of peace and rebirth, and its oil was used for food and spiritual anointing. This special tree lives longer than most other trees, creating a symbolic figure for a source of everlasting life and renewal. The ancients relied upon the olive tree, its fruit, oil, and its leaf. Bread was made with olive oil. Herbs and medicinal tinctures were formulated with olive oil. The fruit could be salted and preserved for a future meal, and the leaf was used as a medicine. It's hard to imagine the lives of the children of Israel without the olive tree. Modern scientific investigation validates Israel's reliance on this special gift of nature. Today's popular Mediterranean diet, touted for promoting cardiovascular health, relies heavily on this special plant. Wheat also holds a position of dependability and sustenance in the Bible. It was considered a staple in biblical times as it is today. In the New Testament, John 12, verse 24, wheat is used as a symbol for the death and resurrection of Christ. Barley is also held in high biblical esteem. Barley metaphorically represents a prophet, or one who comes first to announce the Messiah. Barley is often used to portray a new beginning, a fresh start. The food, though, that held the highest level of symbolic importance was the grape and its juice. Many passages portray the grape as a symbol of fruitfulness, the New Testament wine as the symbol of Christ's blood. In 1908, Dr. Eli Metchnikoff received a Nobel Prize for recognizing and clarifying the critical link between the delicate balance of microbial life forms in the intestinal tract and a long, vigorous life. Dr. Metchnikoff taught us over 100 years ago that a typical healthy adult has approximately 3 pounds of bacteria, yeast, protozoa, and amoeba of varying types in their intestinal tract. He told us that half the stool's weight is from these normally occurring forms. These organisms serve numerous vital functions. They help us to digest food. They make essential vitamins such as B12 and K. They also help in the body's most important immune response. Further scientific discoveries show us that a healthy intestinal tract requires certain key elements. Every one of the essential vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, fatty acids, and amino acids must be present, not just in the minimum daily requirement levels, but with a little extra left over to provide for both our own uniqueness and for times of stress. The food ingested must be a balanced blend of whole foods, each meal complete with nutrients. There must be raw, fresh fruits and vegetables with high levels of fiber to gain the beneficial microorganisms that colonize our intestinal tract. We need that diet of fresh, raw garden vegetables, whole grain foods, and fermented foods such as yogurt, buttermilk, sauerkraut, cottage cheese, and sour cream, just as our ancestors did for thousands of years. The one main vitamin, if you get none else, we absolutely need is vitamin D. Actually, it is a hormone. It is a hormone and is essential for the healthy operation of all the other nutrients. It acts like an orchestra conductor, and it provides the pathways by which the nutrients pass to the cells in order to nourish them. Most people in the United States are deficient in vitamin D. We get it from proper sunshine exposure, and we take it as a supplement. We all need above a 50 nanogram blood saturation point with vitamin D. Most of us have 30 or less, which leads to a lot of our downfall in our diets that we don't see. It is the one thing we need to ask a doctor to measure, and we need to supplement it back up to its proper levels. The more we learn about the delicate and wondrous balance that keeps our bodies going, the more we can appreciate what David meant in Psalms 139:14. In Psalms 139:14, David says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well." A few doctors and scientists like Dr. Becker realize this, and more are coming to realize it. The more we find out about what God already created in us should give us that same deep awe of our Creator. It is really simple. It is simple. Do not, first of all, overly worry about your health, but do follow some simple guidelines. Find a good doctor who knows good nutrition. Eat simple whole grain foods, as natural as you can find them these days, and as natural as you can afford these days. Drink a good amount of water, and take a sound regimen of complete vitamin and mineral supplements. Our Father did indeed fashion us wonderfully, set our bodies as a temple of His Holy Spirit. Let us strive to maintain and keep His tabernacle whole and healthy, and a healthy dwelling place for His Spirit. If I can do it, as Spock said, live long and prosper, both physically and spiritually.